It is past midnight. Your cohorts are already in pajamas.
Welcome to Midnight Movie House.
Where two idiots sit you down and we talk about
horror movies and the roller coasters and the House of Horror.
Do you like scary movies?
Jesus. Oh, he is that.
Let's go. Right, anyway, we have to go.
We're getting milk.
We have a podcast recording.
Okay, right.
We're getting your milk.
That's lightning, if you couldn't tell. Hello and welcome to another episode of Midnight Movie House. I'm your host, Steve Hurwitz, and I am trying to do a flawless intro to the podcast where we talk about horror movies, we talk about horror news, and we kind of bring a little bit of everything else, which is what makes our podcast so special. I'd like to bring you guys into this house with movies and horror. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Jefferson.
Hi, I'm the other host. My name is Pleve Swervitz.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
it's nice to meet you, Pleve Hurwitz.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
Nice to meet you, Jeff. I am struggling a little bit right now because let's just get this out in the air. We have to air some dirty laundry, as they say.
That's right.
Jeff, we have not been in this room for the past 3 weeks.
That's right.
The last episode we recorded was the combination of the discussion episode, the first official episode of the Midnight Movie House, and then the Pearl episode back to back.
Well, the Midnight Movie House, I mean, what was previously known as the House of Horror,
yes,
evolved and kind of grew, and it got a little bit too big.
It did.
And we kind of got lost in the halls. And
okay, we did mention we were figuring out whether or not we could explore this big house or if we were just trapped in this one room because of the curse.
Right.
But the curse does sometimes let us take field trips every now and again to either the movies or... is to one of the reasons why we took some time off is because we took a nice little fun trip to WonderCon.
Yeah, we did.
So we needed to cover one of the weeks then. And then we also just, it's life, man. You got a new job. Mm-hmm. You are now the president of the United States.
Yeah. Ugh.
Hello, Senator.
Stressful.
President. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully you don't become a war criminal like every other president. But yeah. Nice. Hopefully you'll be the first one to say nice to avoid that there.
Fuck.
You're back at it with the soundboard. I feel like, again, we are now starting a brand new thing while also keeping the same old shenanigans and tomfoolery
right.
that we normally get into. So hello and welcome, everyone. And thank you for sticking with us this long into the evolution of the next level of the house and podcast. Well, Jeff, now that that is out of the way, how have you been doing? What's new with you? Again, it's been 3 weeks. I haven't seen you, well, I guess, since 2 days ago. But
yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw you yesterday or it was the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Things are in
podcast continuity. We haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
That's right. Yeah. Whoa, Steve, you've grown.
I have. I am now 7 feet tall.
Yeah. And really hairy.
I have not shaved in 7 days.
Yeah. Really sharp teeth too. And big feet.
Okay. I might be a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
Or should I say a gorehound?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. Well, I got a new job, like you said, but yeah, we don't need to get into that. States. Just I'll be being president a lot.
Mm-hmm.
40 hours a week. Yikes.
That's a lot, man. Nothing's new with me.
Cool.
I saw some movies. And well, I guess the big thing is, like I mentioned earlier, we went to WonderCon. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, because
if you don't know what that is, it's Comic-Con.
Essentially, yeah.
It's the medium Comic-Con.
And we went to this a handful of years ago, back when it was in Anaheim. And we were living in Long Beach and we haven't been back since. So it was nice to get back into the world of nerdy things and pop culture related things. And I had a great time when we were there.
Me too.
You treated me for my birthday. It was from we were supposed to go to Disneyland.
Oh, that's right.
Right before COVID.
Before COVID, it was like, happy birthday. We're all going to pay for you to go to Disneyland. And then COVID happened.
And then, yep.
And then a bunch of years passed. And I was like, what if just Skylar and I take you to WonderCon instead?
And Skylar stays home.
Yeah, sorry, Skylar. She's like, that's okay.
I feel like, yeah, she was okay with that. Yeah, but yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Good amount of horror stuff there, too.
I was surprised.
It's
the horror has always kind of been there, but now we're just specifically looking for it.
Maybe, yeah, you're right.
Like, I found myself a bunch of cool horror pins, like Suspiria, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, the Garbage Day. Have you seen that clip?
I don't know.
It's brilliant.
Day. Huh? No!
And I got a bunch of pins, and then we actually got to see a really cool panel as well. Mm-hmm. The first one, we saw two really cool ones. The first one had to do, it was called, I think, like Directors on Directors, And I think it's like a big thing that happens at Comic-Con where it's a bunch of directors sit down and they kind of talk about the movies that they're doing.
Yeah, mediated by like a journalist from Collider, I think.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was great.
He asked some good questions. And so two really big names that we had there were two of the people from Radio Silence, and they were Tyler Gillett and Matt Bertinelli Open. And I realized I was saying Tyler Gillett for the longest time, so I apologize because I know you're listening out there, Tyler. You
yeah,
know,
sorry,
we're big fans of you. So I apologize, but that was super exciting. So it was the two
that
of them.
That was cool.
It was the director of the new movie, the Ryan Gosling one.
Fall Guy.
And then the director of Planet
One of the
Kingdom
Apes,
the newest one.
Kingdom of the Everyone's Apes now.
And that was super cool. I really like just hearing these directors talk about these kinds of things. And
yeah.
I like that the Radio Silence guys talked about Abigail, that new upcoming Dracula ballerina movie. And I've been hearing some pretty good things about that. I think that's coming
out fun
next week. Or by the time this comes out, it should already be, the movie should be playing.
We talked about maybe doing a field trip for that if we can get permission.
That would be pretty cool. But yeah, you know, the curse gods, we'll see what they say
we'll
or
see. And for those who may not remember, they're the ones who directed Scream 6 and 7.
Scream 5 and 6. And also one of our favorite movies here in the movie house, Ready or Not, with Samara Weaving.
Yeah.
And speaking of Ready or Not, that's going to bring us into a little bit of our initial news right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ready or Not 2 officially being announced. Now, this also, I think, was announced the day that we recorded our news episode, so we just didn't get around to saying it. So yeah, it's been out for a little bit, but I mean, I got super psyched as soon as I heard that, Jeff. Like, it's such a fun movie. And that was one of the horror ones that I'm pretty sure I remember saying I think you would like.
Yeah. And then I feel like that was a turning point because it was like horror, you know, it was fun. And then I saw that one. It was kind of like, OK, that was pretty cool. And then a couple days later, I thought back to it. And I was like, fuck, I want to watch that again.
And it has really good humor into it, like dark humor and
like style.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big thing I've realized is the horror movies that have a really cool style to them.
Yeah,
I end up really liking, which and, we'll talk about later.
And quick spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen this movie. I definitely recommend you see it. It's fantastic. Fast forward maybe 20 seconds, but the way everyone exploded and died at the end. I fucking love that because it was
someone's like struggling to get to their keyboard and then it's like everyone explodes.
But it's also, you know,
fuck!
There's more context behind it as well.
You'll still enjoy it. Yeah.
And I was wondering how you would react to that. And you were like, that was wild. And
that was great.
It was just such a bloody ending and it was brilliant. And as I said, it was announced that there is a sequel with Samara Weaving returning. And we also have some news from the directors from the original. I don't think that they're directing this one. The next one
probably
is being,
producing.
Yeah. Directed by Adam Robitel.
Okay.
Who directed The Taking of Deborah Logan, Insidious: The Last Key, Escape Room, Escape Room Tournament of Champions. I don't know if it's official, but he's in talks to direct the sequel. And the two original directors, they ended up saying that what we can say is that it's getting figured out. We can say that there is a script and it is an absolute fucking banger of a sequel. I didn't think that we knew after making Ready or Not that there would be so much story left to tell. We're so proud of what the first movie is, and we're so proud of what the sequel will be. So I like that they're kind of behind this, too. I feel have to have some hands on help with this. And we sort of theorized a little bit like, how could a sequel follow this?
Right.
And I had an idea that maybe there was family member because, again, spoilers. I'd say just skip ahead to the next segment. We do have time codes.
Yeah, hit the time code.
At least for the Ready or Not section, because after the family dies, it was like some sort of curse if they had to play a game every time. And
right. Oh, right. Yeah. You're saying that.
Maybe there was a surviving family member who's out to get revenge on Samara Weaving.
Yeah.
Or maybe whatever entity was connected and cursed this family is now connected to her.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe some kind of, or like, it's like once you play the game, you're connected to it somehow. And there has to be, like you're involved in the next family, maybe.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because she married into this family. So maybe that means that she's a part of it. And that she now has to start a new line of playing this game and sacrifices.
Right.
But would that turn her into the villain then?
Maybe.
Maybe it would be her trying to figure out what this entity is or whatever this connection is and her trying to sever it to save her family
right.
or whatever family she has now.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see like where this goes. I'm very excited.
Me too. And I'm glad. Did you say she's definitely in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that's great news.
She's great in everything she does.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I'm looking forward to. There was also a panel for The Strangers Chapter 1. And that one was really exciting because it had the two main stars. The first one, Madeline Petch, I believe is her name. I can't say that properly. They had the director, Rennie Harlan, there. And also the guy.
And also the guy. Madeline, you may know from...
Riverdale. And other things that I don't really know of. But there was a really interesting panel that we watched and they talked about it. They showed a bunch of exclusive clips and they also handed out a bunch of exclusive posters, which I managed to get two of. One is of the scarecrow looking guy and Babyface or something. I didn't get the third one, but you know.
But you did get two of Babyface.
I did get two of Babyface and I tried to give it to you and you did not take it from me. You were like, no, thanks.
I don't want to be cursed, Steve. Okay. I have enough curses. You're already cursed.
That's, I guess that's true. So the clips were pretty cool. And again, they were assuring people that this is not a direct sequel. Excuse me, not a direct remake of the original.
I'm honestly still very confused.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
like, hey, everyone, it's not a direct sequel. It's not a remake and it's not a reboot. And it's not a sequel. It's not a reboot. It's not a remake.
I guess the word reimagining is going to be the big word used.
Which
for
I was
this.
Like, is it? I'm pretty sure it's a reboot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because that's what a reboot is. It's reimagining.
It's like a prequel, I guess, too.
Yeah.
So they did announce some exciting news and some interesting facts. Like they have filmed all three parts. It's going to be
That was cool. I was like, I like when people kind of take a chance to do something new and different.
Yeah. And they're doing everything back to back. And they were saying the director and the actors that, you know, you film one movie and then you have to wait years later. And you can sort of tell that they've aged or maybe the actors have lost a lot of the momentum that they had for the first one.
Right.
And you can tell that in some sequels. And so they just decided to do all of it.
I believe Lord of the Rings style.
It's like a 4.5 hour like trilogy. If you were to like put it all together into one.
Really what
like
it reminds
that.
Me of is like, I almost feel like they were recording it thinking, oh, we'll release it on like Max or something.
Sure.
And then it ended up being really good. And they're like, let's just release it in theaters. But then, hopefully the first one does well.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, are they going to still follow through with the following two? I guess they wouldn't, just they wouldn't market it.
Or maybe the first one go to theaters, depending how good or bad it is.
And then like see the other two parts on
Max
streaming on Prime.
Exactly. Yeah, or maybe, if it doesn't seem profitable.
Yeah.
But I feel like The Strangers have had like a lot of...
I think they'll do well.
It's a strong franchise. Yeah. I feel like it just kind of, to me, flies under the radar because I was not the biggest fan of the first. But after this panel, hearing these people talk about this movie, it's one of those things where I wasn't really interested initially, but now I'm like, fuck it. You know,
well, it's
what?
Like
I'm
contagious
kind of
when people are excited. Like marketing, promotion, it works sometimes. Like when you can tell the people making it are excited.
Yeah.
It makes it so like I'm so much more excited for Abigail now, having listened to the two directors talk about it. Like I was already interested, but now it's like it almost feels like you're in it in a way. It's like, oh, I talked to the cast and the directors, and now I want to go see the others, you know, in theaters and
The Strangers.
I always call it The Others.
Do
that movie with
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Weird.
Maybe we should watch that
ghosts.
On this podcast.
Oh,
no, I don't
shit.
Want to.
Never mind. I ruined the sequel.
Yeah, it's okay. It was bad. We're the Ghosts. Fuck. That same guy. Son of a bitch.
I keep going to the spoilers.
Fuck. He skips right to it.
Every time. Well, I guess I should say Dumbledore dies in Harry Potter book 7.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm on book 4, dude.
Oh, shit,
thanks a lot.
Oh, God. Are you that guy?
Yeah. I'm the guy.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's for you.
And a little exciting news that I also found out is that there was no talk as to when the sequels for The Strangers was going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And so Madeline Petch, however you say her name, just Madeline. My good friend, Madeline.
Yeah, your good friend, Maddie.
She revealed to the crowd that the second movie, they don't have an official release date, but they are aiming for fall of this year.
Damn, same year.
It's one of those things that made me think about the year of The Matrix, which goes back to them talking about how they filmed everything kind of just in one long thing where they want to keep it still in the public eye, where you still want fans to be excited.
Right.
And these movies also take place over the course of, I think, maybe 3 days or a short amount of time. So again, the whole
it has to be fresh in your mind.
Exactly. Like the year of The Matrix, how we all realized, is
the
Matrix not that good? And then we saw The Matrix Revolutions and it was like,
I guess I'll go to this. I just saw the last one.
Yeah, that was a really good highway chase. And then
you walk out of the theater like, fuck,
why were there so many mechs in this movie?
Yeah.
When did Neo get bad at this?
Yeah.
Wait,
why
no, Neo's
why
dead.
Were we on the freeway for so fucking long?
moving on from the Matrix, I just am excited about the strangers. Now we also got a really cool tote bag that I'm pointing to. The camera can't see it.
And you probably already saw a really cool picture where,
where
I, for some reason, wanted to sit down and the lady was like, I was like, can I sit for it? The photo op. And she was like, she was like looking around like, I guess you're the first one to ask. I was like, well, it's awkward. I'm trying to like be in the scene, like we're at dinner. I don't know.
Yep. Well, the picture was posted online. So
check that out on Instagram.
Yeah. Those were just two of the bigger things that happened at WonderCon, which again was some of the reasons why we had to push back recording, but it was really fun. And
we also caught like the last 5 minutes of like a women in horror panel, which I wish we would have seen the whole thing of.
I do too.
But next year, if we're at WonderCon again, we will hopefully catch that panel and we're going to like talk to everyone.
Wait a second. Jeff.
Steve.
Why did we only get to see the last 5 minutes of that panel? Was it because we went to go see a certain musical sing-along episode in Hall B?
Yes, there was.
Right, you can hit it.
Oh, fuck. I see what you're doing. Star Trek reference. Star Trek Discovery. Musical episode. Stranger Worlds. Lots of F-bombs in this episode.
Well, let's be honest, Jeff. This is we're recording this one a little late. My voice went up high.
Yeah, it is 8 p.m.
We spent a good little amount of time trying to set up the camera to stay on longer so it could record the entire episode instead of us just having to like
issues.
Stop. Yeah, just tech issues. Yeah, yeah. And so it is now past 8 o'clock.
It's late for an old boy like me.
So, you know, it's the Midnight Movie House nights.
At midnight. I got to be at work in 12 hours.
That sounds awful. I don't. I have tomorrow off. It's pretty rad.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I set you up that Star Trek reference, Jeff. I wish you had hit the
ball.
Yeah,
man. I stared straight at you.
You're like, yeah, we went through a musical episode. How dare you be ashamed of that?
Way to bring it up.
Musicals are the best.
Yeah, I mean, it is the most, like, I would say the nerdiest thing we could have done at WonderCon is go to a musical Star Trek episode panel.
Yeah.
And it's a sing-along.
Fuck, I loved it, dude.
It was great, though. It was cool.
Seeing all those people like in their Star Trek uniforms and shit. That was great.
And we spent so long looking for magnetic comm badges.
Very specific ones. The TNG or Voyager ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like that deserves another
Star Trek reference. Star Trek reference number two.
Number two, basically.
Well, that kind of wraps up most of the WonderCon. We both spent a lot of money and got some really cool stuff. Oh, I ended up finding the 8-bit Jason, the Nintendo old school Jason pop figure.
That was rad.
Immediately took it out of the box.
I should have prepared and had like certain people's handles. Mm-hmm. Like I would love to give that dude a shout out. He had a great
Booth. We had a card, but I think it just got lost.
Pops up in LA County all the time.
But I do love that I have the matching pop to match the same color mask.
Again, see it on the Instagram.
Sitting on the corner, I'm pointing to it. The camera should zoom in over there. Producer?
Or maybe you can just see my knee.
Look at Jeff's knee. Moving along, let's move into some other movie news. Now, Jeff, have you heard of a certain parody movie?
Don't say it, you son of a bitch.
Called Scary Movie.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah.
Did you like Scary Movie?
I think probably the first time I saw it, no. But eventually it found its way into my heart. At least Scary Movies 1 and 2.
Agreed. 3, I think, was the last one that I remember watching and being like, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't fully remember that one, but they definitely go off the rails.
That one had Leslie Nielsen as the president doing your job. And it had like Charlie
My
Sheen.
My predecessor.
It had a lot of like the Signs reference.
Yes, I think I saw that in theaters.
I might have as well.
I feel like as soon as the Wayans brothers departed, because I think they only did 1, 2, maybe 3.
Maybe.
It kind of like went into like epic movie territory and got kind of like low budget.
Very much.
Very dumb.
Yeah. Well, I bet you'll be excited to hear that Variety has reported that Paramount is resurrecting the Scary Movie franchise with a brand new reboot movie, which will likely arrive in theaters in 2025.
Woohoo!
We'll see. All right. Out of how many woos would you give that? Woohoos.
I'd give it like
five.
I was going to say, yeah, is there a... I give it like 2.5 woos.
Honestly, I'm right there with you. I will say that original Scary Movie is like as vulgar and pretty not okay as it is today.
Well, there's like a full on clown penis. Yep. I'm pretty sure. Just
somebody gets like a penis through the head.
Oh, yeah. Well, tons of like sexual assault. It's of its time. You
There's
know what I mean?
There's a scene where a dude just explodes a massive amount of cum and glues a girl to the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is actually like a pretty decent.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie more vulgar than that.
Probably not. Maybe an epic movie.
Maybe. But
they did a really good job at parodying Scream. Like it is.
Totally.
It is.
That's great. Still, I would say, in pop culture, at like maybe not as much as Scream is, but like the what's that that he does into the. There's, so good.
It's just it. I don't really remember at the time when I watched it. I was just like, yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we rewatched Scream, I'm having a hard time talking. I went to go and rewatch Scary Movie just because I was like, I want to see how close it is. And it is very close.
It's
great.
So good. I think I'll be more excited when they announce like who's going to be behind it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the studio, but like what comedians are going to be involved, what comedy writers are going to be involved. Then I'll get excited.
I'm hoping that they'll bring back Anna Faris and Regina Hall because I feel like they were two of the main staples of the Scary Movie series. Mm-hmm. Like they were both great.
As like at least I would say I'd want them to come back as like cameos maybe.
Ooh, that would be kind of cool. Or like maybe smaller roles.
Yeah.
I think
going almost like a bodies territory type of Scary Movie. I think that could be fun.
I wonder how far they're going to push the limits, or do you think it'll be too?
I think
woke?
They're going to.
You know.
That's right, as they say.
Yeah, and you know what woke means nowadays? It literally means it could be anything. So.
Yeah. It just means.
It's BC gun.
Get
mad.
All these non-whites out of here.
PC gun.
Just
mad,
don't
dude.
Clip that. Part, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, Jeff, truths come out on a podcast, as they say.
I am the president, after all.
It's true. You can get away with it. You can have me murdered if you want.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of murder, Jeff, I have
Steve.
Some very exciting news. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am.
You remember that amazing franchise called Terrifier?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Jeff? Terrifier 3 has officially wrapped filming. The upcoming Christmas horror movie that's coming out this October has finally finished, and I cannot tell you how pumped up I am. There has been a lot of talk that it is just going to be topping the second one, and there was some pretty intense stuff in that. There was apparently like a scene that was filmed that this was like super upsetting to everybody, and Terrifier 3 has been named by USA Today as one of the top 10 most anticipated horror films of this year.
I like how you always say those things so excited, like, there was a scene that just made people so sad and so upset.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable. Woo!
They're pushing the boundaries and the
That's
limits
right.
of horror. And I respect that.
I did see that they were representing themselves at CinemaCon.
Really?
Which someone posted a thing being like, man, all types of movies are showing up this year. And it was a picture of one of the Trolls movies next to a Terrifier 3 like stand-up.
Nice. Yeah. I've told you multiple times, and I've said on the podcast, Terrifier 2 is probably like one of my top horror movies for sure. I loved that they didn't even have a story in the first, and they made an entire story and expanded upon the lore of Art the Clown and bringing in Sienna, that character, and how there's like a lot of weird supernatural stuff. And they asked and put a lot of questions out there that they did not answer. And so I'm hoping that Terrifier 3 will maybe answer a few of those and maybe open up some new doors.
Maybe it'll be a crossover.
With what?
RDV Alien. RDV Predator.
What?
Art V.
Oh, I heard RDV. Is like
I was saying RDV. I forgot his name wasn't Artie.
Nope, it's Art.
Artie the Clown.
And I got to see that movie when it did its initial run in theaters after it started just, you know, blowing people out of the water. And then it came back for the re-release.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up in the corner, Jeff, that's where I ended up getting my Terrifier 3 exclusive poster. So we're going to see Art take on Santa Claus, hopefully. So
RDV Santa Claus.
That was awesome. I cannot wait. I do not have the official release date. I'm sure it's somewhere out there, but sometime in October it will be coming out, and I cannot wait. Will you be seeing this one in theaters, Jeff?
No.
Sounds good. Well, let's move into our final segment for this episode. We're moving into the segment Trailer Talk.
Trailer Talk. Oh, trailer.
What was the initial sound?
That was a projector.
Oh, I thought that was a cat
it
purring.
Does. Okay, good. I was going to say, does it sound like a gun? Because that would be bad.
My next guess was, oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trailer talk. You know, like trailer park.
Trailer here. Come see your trailers. Trailers, movies.
Yeah, I like
movies
that better.
For trailers.
All mine just somehow come out kind of offensive.
Let's just, yeah.
So
first
let's
the white
along.
People thing and then, woof.
Hey, you know.
Classic Jeff.
Classic. president.
We have three trailers to talk about. Let's start off with one of the more exciting ones that dropped recently. Finally, we got a release date for Maxine. And finally, we got a trailer for the movie.
Maxine.
And I only just realized the three X's sort of represent third. Well, yeah, initially, but then I was like, it's the third in this trilogy.
I didn't get that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought everybody got that except for me. And I was like,
no, I was like, adult film.
Exactly.
Because that's the obvious.
But then also it's the third in this trilogy of movies, which last week we ended up talking about Pearl. And again, it was a pretty good movie. It was
I liked it.
It was a slow burn to a lot of just a girl losing all of her limbs. And
I'll never watch it again, but it was well made.
I forgot if I asked you this, but will you watch X again over Pearl?
Over Pearl, maybe not. I really didn't like the fake old lady makeup.
That's right.
Maybe really I would over Pearl, probably. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got the trailer finally for Maxine, and it looks pretty good.
Looks way different.
It does, which again, I like that each of these films have had a distinct style.
Me too.
This movie is taking place in 1985. We have Maxine. What's her last name? Maxine Minx, I believe it is.
I was hoping for maybe a little bit more 80s grime, but it still looks really good.
I feel like it's going to show
up. They have
a
good amount in there. Yeah, I think so too.
As we see more of the world. And I love that the music they use was very just synthy and very 80s. I hope they keep that up like throughout, not just in the trailer, but they bring that into the actual movie. Mm-hmm. I love that like there's a great cast. Some of the people that I saw.
Well, the big one that stuck out to me. Kevin Bacon.
He's back.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was in this either. We have Elizabeth Debicki, who you will recognize as the Golden Woman in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. She was also the main or the other protagonist in the movie Tenet, which I just rewatched. And as before we started watching a movie today, I went on a little bit of a rant saying, Jeff, I don't understand Tenet. Explain these parts to me. And you said, don't think about it.
Yeah.
Where do the bullets come from?
No one knows.
Okay, I'm not going to start again.
They call it backwards bullets. They sell them at joke shops.
It's the two backwards boys with backwards bullets.
Yeah, they call me Fedge and your name is Evans.
Did you just do that off like the top of your head?
Hey.
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
It would have taken me like 5 minutes to come up with that. Oy vey. Well, anyways, we learned that Maxine is making it big time in the Hollywood. She's become an adult star. She's, as she said, I'm a star. I'm a fucking star. And so she's made it big in the adult industry. And now she's moving into Hollywood.
Mainstream.
And it seems like somebody knows something about her past, which I'm assuming has to do with X.
Right.
Although I was thinking, like, what's so bad about that?
Also, yeah, remind me, wasn't she just a victim?
That's what I'm saying.
In X? So maybe it's someone who's like a friend of the old people or something. People?
Maybe. But yeah, it seems like maybe it's just that. Maybe there's more as well from her past, which is trying to take her down from becoming the big time Hollywood star. And I love just the switch from her character from X, where she's just like that Midwestern farm girl overalls and kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not lower class, but it's like, like ordinary, you know?
Yeah. Just slamming her, just burn after burn.
But now it looks like she's moved her way to the top. She's like wearing outfits and she's looking fucking fire as.
You know what? I do kind of want to watch X before we see Maxine.
Yeah.
Because I want to reintroduce myself to her character as we go into Maxine. Because I don't really remember. Yeah, but I do like how different the character is from Pearl, you're saying.
The evolution. And now she has like reached a certain level. Mm-hmm. There's a part in the trailer where one of the, I think, casting directors is like, would you like to look at the lines? And she replies, I know it.
Yeah,
something like
damn.
That. Yeah, she's like, I got this.
Also, the fact that in the first two movies, they're both set on the same farm.
Yeah.
Well, like, essentially, for the most part, one location.
Yes.
And this one just seems like full out all over the city.
Over the 80s LA.
Yeah.
So on top of Elizabeth Debicki, we have Moses Sumney, Michelle Monaghan, Bobby Cannavale, Halsey, Lily Collins, Giancarlo Esposito. Halsey. It's just like an insane cast.
Yeah.
Again, this movie is directed by Ty West. He's continuing this trilogy. And one final bit of trailer reveal was that there's also a killer on the loose. I don't remember what the name of the killer was. It was like the Night Stalker is roaming free and killing people. So I feel like that might have something as well, maybe to do with her past or maybe.
Right.
Who's to say? Maybe. I don't know. Pearl's still alive.
Pearl's back.
Does this see?
She's the Night Stalker.
Maybe. who's to say? Or maybe Maxine has an altered personality or something and she's the Night Stalker. Although they did refer to the Night Stalker as he a lot. But maybe that's just to throw people off.
Right. They're just assuming because they're sexist. It's the 80s.
Exactly. So that movie is coming out this July the 5th in 2024, the year of our Lord, this year.
Nice.
I'm super pumped.
Sounds like a field trip.
Even after, like, while I was editing Pearl, that got me even more pumped up for Maxine. I mean, just this world that Ty West has established with these characters. Mm-hmm. I'm all on board. I think
it's
great so far. And with the talk that this is going to be also pretty gory with that 80s aesthetic, I'm all in.
Very curious about the 80s aesthetic.
Me too.
For sure.
We're looking forward to that movie here. Next trailer on the docket, we have Cuckoo.
Another one that I'm looking forward to.
Me too. I remember you did your best to describe the teaser during one of the horror hours in which you said you only remember some lady with glasses and goo on her hands.
That's right. Wait, that was this?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we saw that lady with the sunglasses show up in this trailer.
You're right. So I was not about the teaser.
Yeah, I know. You said
it was just goo hands lady.
You forgot watching it within 5 minutes of watching
it. Yeah, the trailer. Great trailer.
Yeah. So it's by Neon. It looks to be a weird one.
Yeah.
So it seems to be about this girl who has to leave wherever she is, and she's moving to a new place with her dad and the new family. And it's like at some sort of retreat or resort. And it just seems like weird shit's going on all around her.
The classic, like, strangers in a new land, and all the regulars are fucking weird.
And there was one scene that the first time I watched this trailer, I was actually like creeped out about. We see it's the main character. She's riding a bike, and then you see in the background somebody just sprint past, and then the camera turns and it's the shadow of the girl on the bike, and then you just see a shadow of somebody like reaching out behind her.
Yeah.
And the camera turns and you just see somebody like kind of moving forward, and I was like, ooh, that makes me uncomfortable, because I've ridden bikes so many times, and I can just imagine looking down at that shadow and all of a sudden there's someone else there. It's like, nah, no thanks.
Fuck that.
And it looks
like, also it's like on a bike, not to go too far into it, but like you're already kind of going at it, takes you a second to speed up. Mm-hmm. So it's that helpless feeling of like there's someone keeping speed on foot and I'm like speeding along on a bike. That's terrifying.
It is. And anyway. It looks like this main character goes through hell and back, because throughout this trailer we see her. It looks like she just gets beat up. There's a scene where she has like her arm in a sling.
Yeah.
She's got like black eyes. There's a lot of really cool imagery. I really like the music for it. It looks weird.
Kind of what I was saying earlier. It's such a stylish trailer. If it carries that same vibe into the movie, I think I'm really going to like it.
There are many movies I've seen with a very cool trailer style and then it just falls apart.
That's my fear.
Yeah.
I will go see this and I'll be like, that was fine.
I feel like with horror movies, hopefully they'll carry that over, or they tend to try and carry that over because they want to distinguish themselves from just another generic horror movie.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking also.
And just with like the way this, just how weird it looks, I feel like they need to carry that. Otherwise it's going to just feel very generic. Like I said, the music was really cool. I think I already said that. I think it said that it's like a body horror movie. I saw.
Yeah. In the trailer, it says something like, bloody, I don't remember if it's quotes or just like taglines or whatever, but it's like the bloodiest something or other, and then body horror and
that intrigues
wickedly
me.
Entertaining and stuff. I'm like, ooh, that all sounds like a spicy meatball.
And then just to wrap up this trailer, there were more shots of the glasses woman, and she's kind of like moving at weird angles, and there's a bit where like her mouth is super wide and her head's at like a weird angle and she's moving at a weird speed. I'm pumped, man.
Sometimes I'll watch trailers, and when they try to do the like, it's a wonky person, sometimes I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But I feel like because the rest of the trailer is so strong that I trust them to do something cool.
Yeah. So this movie stars Dan Stevens, Jessica Henwick, who I hope she will accept my offer to be my wife one day, or I'll be her trophy husband. Either way, I love you, Jessica Henwick. And a handful of other names that
Dan, I'm looking at you.
Going to read and not say properly.
Trophy husband. I mean,
hey,
I'm here.
Heyo.
Well, one of the star of the movie, the main character, they're from Euphoria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're big name.
It's going to be Hunter Schafer. Yeah. So we'll look forward to this one on August 9th of this year. One final trailer we can round this episode out with is Bambi the Reckoning.
Ah.
Now, let's move into the public domain dungeon for a hot second. Jeff, can you tell me about this trailer? Can you tell the listeners about this trailer?
Well, friends, you ever seen the movie Bambi?
I have.
Me too. This isn't that. It's also not animated. You've heard us talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Bambi getting revenge on hunters in general, it seems like, from the trailer. It's a bunch of hunters kind of being like, we're going to go fucking hunt. This is what I remember from the trailer. You did say, should we watch the trailer again?
Because
I
remember.
And I was like, dude, I remember. And then honestly, some impressive like CG.
Hopefully it stays that way.
From the trailer, I'm like, God damn, I thought this was like an indie movie. This is like pretty decent.
Well, it is part of the Pooniverse.
That's you're right. They have Pooniverse money.
I just like saying the Pooniverse to you because I see a part of you die is behind your eyes. Just a little bit, a tiny little bit of fire go out.
Yeah. But we have a fully grown Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
Antlers and all.
He looks angry.
Just fighting and killing hunters. And that seems to be the whole, from what I remember, that's the whole trailer.
From what I, it's mostly a teaser.
It is a teaser, yeah.
What I remember is the hunters are talking and I think one of them says something along the lines of, have you ever shot or killed a deer before? The other one goes like, no. And the one who asked the question says, I have. Or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I
hope that that's a line.
That's a weird question for hunters to have.
And he just has flashbacks, hopefully, to when he killed Bambi's parents. And now seems like Bambi is going to get his reckoning.
Good.
So I'm excited for that, dude.
I'm not going to say I'm excited, but I'm glad that nature is fighting back, you know?
But
I'll say that.
I feel like that. I like that. Good. But I do feel like this is a movie you should watch because it's going to connect the entire Pooniverse, and we're going to deep dive into that once the Pooniverse comes around.
I'm going to say no comment.
Mm-hmm.
and then no thank you.
Okay, fair enough. I guess the listeners and you will just have to rely on me bringing you all of the Pooniverse and Bambi the Reckoning news you could ever ask for. Quick synopsis. It follows Zaina and her son Benji, who find themselves in a car wreck and soon hunted down by the vicious killing machine, Bambi. That's right. There's nothing sweet and doe-eyed about Bambi this time. See for yourself in the teaser.
Huh, so I thought Bambi was like getting revenge. Bambi's just fucking up and killing random people.
Maybe he got revenge and he gets a taste for blood.
And he's like, oh, that's cool. I like killing.
Blood is... Yeah, I love killing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's do it again.
Let's go kill, I don't know, them.
Yeah, they seem like a good time.
Oh,
good
their time. Car broke down. Today, yeah. Fuck them. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Well, I think that ending with the Bambi the Reckoning news is the perfect place to end this week's episode. I like to just always start off high and then bring you down real low, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. You want to beat my spirits like Bambi beats just random passersby.
And hopefully hunters as well.
I hope so.
If Bambi got like let loose and like, I don't know, somewhere with illegal hunting going on and Bambi just tore up a bunch of illegal poachers and all that, I'd be like, go for you, Bambi. Go for you.
Go for you, Bambi. Go for you.
That's Bambi's slogan. Go for you.
Let's go for you. Let's that's my presidential campaign. By the way, this episode is sponsored by my bid to be reelected as president. Go for you, America.
You can support Jeff by doing the following. Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Tell us what they can do to support you.
Well, if you want to support my campaign, you can become a producer at the Midnight Movie House Patreon at patreon.com/HHOH, which someday they'll look back and be like, why is it?
Oh.
For their URL. And really, it's Hurwitz's House of Horror.
But it's for the memories and the nostalgia.
Exactly.
Everyone loves
it's
nostalgia.
For the real ones.
Exactly.
Speaking of producers, I mean, well, we do have more tiers. We have three tiers. There's behind the scenes content. We also do.
We do video game.
Video game. Steve does like video game horror, specifically horror video game walkthroughs. And like he just did a VR one that I want to watch.
For the game Layers of Fear. And I called it Layers of Steve because I thought that was funny.
Good one. And then for our final tier, we do a monthly mini-sode, and we're currently covering Scream, the TV series.
But Jeff, you also can't forget the middle tier, the Horror Housemates.
That's the video game. Oh, everyone gets video game
stuff,
huh?
Video game stuff, yeah.
Well, I'm doing good so far.
Again, guys, it's been 3 weeks since we've done this. I'm terrified.
Is the first year Gorehounds?
First year is Gorehounds.
That's right.
Then we have the Horror Housemates.
Well, what do the housemates get?
They
big old pat on the back.
Get a big old pat on the back.
On a producer credit.
And they also get a producer credit. That is one of the
speaking
newest
of,
additions. So
thanks, James Miller.
Thank you, Allie Joy.
Thanks, Josh Hansen.
Thank you, Fernando Diaz.
And thank you, Dustin Cardoza.
Cardoza. I tried to say that at the same time as you.
I beat you.
You did. That is one of the perks of the Final Girl tier again. And the Gorehounds tier is that shout out.
The Housemates tier.
Housemates tier. Thank you.
You know, whatever we really say here, just go to Patreon. It'll tell you.
I have been lacking a little bit on the Patreon content. But again, like Jeff just said, I did the Layers of Fear walkthrough. And I'm going to be working on some more Oculus games.
We're also going to upload a behind the scenes video of us trying to get our camera audio to work. And just it kind of gives you a good idea of, again, how much of a disaster it is behind the scenes.
And what we were doing for about 45 minutes before we decided to start recording this episode.
Yeah. And also, I just want to quickly, this is part of the new outro. I want to quickly apologize. It's so fucking hot in here and I feel like my brain is melting.
I also do want to give a big shout out to all of the people who contribute to the Patreon. It really does mean a lot. It goes a long ways to us. Well, again, we've replaced the light bulb, knocked that off the list. And we are going to one day buy a yacht to have our first ever, the first ever, horror podcast murder mystery extravaganza event where it's probably going to end up being Jeff's wife, Skylar. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to be hunted by ghosts.
That's right.
So thank you.
A la
all of you
ghost
guys.
Ship.
A la ghost ship. Yes.
Yes. I like Oshib. You can follow us online. Online. That sounds makes me sound old. You can follow us on social platforms like Instagram and TikTok at Midnight Movie House. You can follow Steve on Instagram at Steve with, I think, 11 E's or 7. I don't know.
13.
You can follow me at Art of Jefferson. You can follow Ugly Cowboy at Ugly Cowboy Co. You can buy merchandise at Hurwitz's House of Horror.com. You can give us a call on our hot take hotline. Let us know what movies you're looking forward to. Did you watch the trailer for Cuckoo? What'd you think? Call us at 916-538-4412.
You can rate and review this podcast on all of your podcatching apps, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean.
Maybe, I don't know, okay? Because maybe we're in a, as we've, I think, said before, we're in a little bit of a beef with Podbean.
We got a beef stew.
A one-sided bean beef stew.
And all of your other podcasting apps, honestly, most of them, you can literally just rate and review in app. I know for a fact that Apple Podcasts does allow you to leave a review along with the rating. And if you give us that 5-star rating with the review, we are contractually obligated to read that out live on the podcast. All of that support and all of the ratings do go a long ways to help us out. And it's just really nice when you guys do that. And it would be great if you could just tell a friend or tell a coworker, just tell them, I have the most soothing and relaxing noise for you to listen to, and put their headphones over their head and then tie like a rubber band around their headphones so that they can't take the headphones off. And then you just blast the Midnight Movie House into their sweet, supple ear holes.
As critics are saying, it's the perfect podcast to fall asleep to.
I actually have had somebody tell me that they fell asleep to it. So
that's right.
We got some smooth talking jazz voices.
David Spile? From Ebert.com?
Yeah.
I bet it was.
That was the one.
Thanks, guys.
Alrighty. Well, next week we will be talking about the movie Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. We're jumping back into the Halloween franchise, and I'm looking forward to this one. We have not visited the Halloween world since last season. I think
I missed you, Michael.
Early on. And so we've completed the original trilogy of Halloween's 1, 2, and 3, Season of the Witch. We are now moving into the Thorn trilogy. So I'm excited.
Me too.
Let's get
dangerous.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that is everything. Jeff, is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners before we clock on out?
Just that you're cool.
You guys
are
cool.
And thanks a lot. And I'll see you next week.
Also, thank you so much, guys, for putting up with this right now. Again, we have been out of this for a hot second.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit to fall back into the ways of podcasting.
That's
but
right.
Clearly, we have not lost our edge by our amazing intro, this flawless episode, and this
an even better outro. Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you again, everyone, for listening. And Jeff, as we say at the end of every episode of Midnight Movie House, Wazza.
Bambino.